We have something special planned for tonight. There we go. But before we do, we have a couple quick just admin notes, some announcements for the church body. We want to make you aware of the times and dates and information for the two funerals that are upcoming. Brother Ben Smith's service will be on September 7th. Now's the time to write this down or put it in your phone. Brother Ben Smith's service is on September 7th at 6 p.m. right here. It will also be live streamed. There's some people out of country that will be taking part as well. It will be live streamed. And then there will be food to follow that service. And then Brother Hawk's, the service to honor Brother Hawk, will be Saturday, September 2nd at 10:30 a.m. with a visitation at 10 a.m. before the service. And there will be a meal provided after the funeral. So Brother Smith is the 7th of September at 6 p.m. And Brother Hawk's is Saturday, September 2nd at 10:30 a.m. with a visitation at 10 a.m. So put that in your calendar. Be there. We want to support these men and this families as we send them home, really. But tonight is the 23rd of August, and it's a special service. It's the beginning of a special week called Youth Week. Yeah, there we go. There we go. So with that said, I'm done. You get to go.
Welcome to Youth Week. We're so excited to have you all here. So we want to welcome all our guests. So if you're worshiping in person, head to the kiosk where we have just a few questions and a free gift for you. And if you're online, go to this Bitly link it's right there. Okay, so the giving options, you can give in the offering box that is at the kiosk. You can also mail it in, go to a website, or give right through our church app, which is called Church Center. And this Saturday, August 26th, there is this ladies event. It's at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at North Shore of Devil's Lake. So we're going to have hiking, kayaking, paddleboarding, eating, hanging out, all that fun stuff. So the ladies are going to meet at the church. Well, you can meet at the church at 9 a.m. or at 10 a.m. at Devil's Lake. And next week, we're so excited to have some missionaries from France, Dean and Lauren Byfield, I think that's how you say the name. So we're so excited to have them with us. And at this time, if you guys could all please stand so we can pray. All right. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you, God, for this day, oh Jesus, that we can be here together, oh God. I pray that you'd move through this service, oh God. Take away any fear, anything that's trying to stop us from worshiping you. Help us to give you all the praise that you deserve, and that you'd move through the service and anoint all the singers, the musicians, the speakers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give a hand clap unto the Lord tonight. In the Bible, it says, where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there. And he inhabits the praise of his people. And later in 2 Corinthians, it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So tonight, we're going to dance in liberty. We're going to make a shout unto the Lord, and we're going to clap our hands, because this is the generation where we need to get a praise back.
Singing redemption song. There's a fire that burns inside. Nothing can stop us. We'll be running through the night with a fire that burns inside. A fire that burns inside.
We are the free, the freedom generation. Singing a verse on the way. You are the one who set us all in motion. Yours. is the glory. There's a fire in our hearts and it burns for you. It's never gonna fade away.
Cause we are the free.
We are the
free. Yours is the glory.
Yours is the glory. Oh, 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 oh.
The desert will Like the weight has been lifted, 'cause grace is
to shout. There's freedom to dance. There's freedom in your presence.
Got the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole, hearts awake. Got the sound of Jesus' name.
Sing it out!
Chains will fall, prison shake. Got the sound of Jesus' name.
And my life's made whole.
Lives made whole, hearts awake. Got the sound of Jesus' name.
Chains will fall,
chains will fall. And shake out the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name.
Chains will fall,
chains will fall. Move and shake at the sound of Jesus' name.
Lives
made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is freedom.
Do you believe that?
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is
come
freedom.
Come out of the dark,
come out of the dark.
Just as you are,
just as you are. Into the fullness of His love. For the Spirit is here, let there be freedom. Let there be freedom.
Tonight, there is liberty tonight in this house. So we're gonna sing this again, so we can declare it, that whatever I brought in here with this place, that my chains are gone, that my prison is shaken, and that my life is gonna be made whole.
And chains will fall, prison shake at the sound of Jesus' name. And lives made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name. Chains will fall, prison shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole, hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name. The Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is freedom.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is
come
freedom.
Come out of the dark,
just as you are, into the fullness of His love. For the Spirit is here, let there be freedom. Let there be freedom.
There's freedom in your presence. There's freedom to shout. There's freedom to dance. Hallelujah. Let's just lift up a shout of praise in this place tonight. Oh God, there is liberty in your spirit, Jesus.
Church, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen. You guys can return to your seats. I've got a couple extra little announcements here tonight. First, I got to take a minute to brag on these youth. Didn't they do an awesome, incredible job tonight? I am so proud of our youth. The youth have always led worship for Youth Week, but this year they kind of took it to a whole nother level. Sarah typically is up here singing with them. And this year she said to me, we have some incredibly talented youth, and they are capable of doing this on their own. And they did. So they led worship. They picked songs. And it amazes me that they had just a theme, praise. They were in here Sunday night practicing and all just worshiping, and oh my goodness, I'm so proud of them. But not just those in our worship team, all of our youth. We've been talking a little bit about getting involved, and we have so many youth that are getting involved in our music ministry. We've got youth back there running overhead and sound. Got a couple other youth. I'm so proud of these youth for stepping up and getting involved. They also teach in our Sunday school class. So in our Sunday morning class, half the time it's someone from the youth team, and half the time our youth actually teach each other. And they do an amazing job. And that's kind of what inspired this youth week. We were like, you know, in the past we've brought in a guest speaker, and this year we just felt we have so many incredibly talented youth. Let's let them run things. So I'm so excited. Sunday, the seniors have always spoken Wednesday. They're doing that tonight too. We're kind of bleeding that into Sunday, and our own Roman George will be preaching for us on Sunday. I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited to hear from our seniors tonight. They're going to do amazing. Just a couple notes on Youth Week. For those of you who don't know, our youth runs from 7th to 12th grade. So if you are in that age bracket in middle or high school, we want you to get plugged in. We usually sit up here in the front couple rows, especially tonight. If you are in that age group and you're not up here, please come join us right now. Join us on Sunday up here in the front couple rows. We want you to get plugged in. We've got events going on the rest of the week. Tomorrow night, we've got a game night. Friday night, there is a rally in Oak Creek we'll be traveling to. Saturday, we have a bonfire here at church at 5 o'clock for youth as well as their families. So bring a dish to pass. Meet us here. There's usually a youth versus parent volleyball game. That's very entertaining. I think the youth usually win. I don't actually know, but it is very entertaining. So come, bring a dish to pass. It'll be super fun. If you're not plugged in, that's a great, great time to get plugged in and involved. Also say Church Center app. Everyone say Church Center app. We have tried so many modes of communication, and I love the Church Center app. If you are not plugged into the app, we have a group there. If you are in 7th to 12th grade, or you have kids in 7th to 12th grade, both youth and parents, please join that app. Turn your notifications on. We do our best to communicate, but if you're not in that group with notifications on, you're probably going to miss things because that is where we do probably 98% of our communication. So please, please, please join that app so you can stay plugged in. We've usually got events going on year-round. So please, please, please join that. I think that's all I've got to say about Youth Week. If you have any questions, oh my goodness, I'm forgetting one of the most important things. Sunday, we are also leading service, and afterwards we have a Frito boat sale for Move the Mission. So right after service, come hungry. Don't plan to go to eat. Come here. We'll have a Frito boat sale after church. Suggest a donation of $5 for your Frito boats. Please come support Move the Mission. Sunday is also the final Move the Mission offering date. If you don't know what Move the Mission is, we'll have a bigger promo on Sunday, but it gives money to so many important funds, vehicles for missionaries, so many important things. So come, bring your offering. Come ready to eat on Sunday. We're super excited for that Frito boat sale. Moving on to my next topic, I am so thankful for our youth team here at Calvary Gospel Church. We could not do this without our youth team, especially this summer. Kyle and I had our baby, and they have taken over. They took the kids to NAYC, ran events. They've literally been the youth leaders this last summer. So I really, really want to thank them, not just this summer, but all the time. But they are incredible. We could not do this without them. If you guys could come up here, I first want to thank Sister Jessica, if she is here. And come on up. If you don't know Sister Jessica, she teaches in our Sunday morning Sunday school class and just does an incredible job pouring into our youth so much wisdom, so much love. She coordinates the schedule when the students speak, really helps the students, supports them when they have questions or nervous about speaking. We could not do Sunday school without her. So we love and appreciate Sister Jessica. And she also puts up with all my other questions on the church admin side of things, all the texts and emails. Next, I want to thank Jamin and Hannah Powell, if you guys could come up here. This is for you guys. Jamin and Hannah joined our youth team this year, and they helped take the kids to NAYC, drove the buses, which I'm sure was really fun, driving a 15 12-passenger van all the way to St. Louis. I would not want to do that in St. Louis traffic. So huge thank you to them. They've helped coordinate events. They're coordinating our Frito boat sale on Sunday, helped organize games. We could not do this without them. And, of course, I want to thank Sarah and Justin, if you guys want to come up here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. He had class tonight. I'm glad he's here, though, because I heard he might not be able to get here in time. So I'm glad he is here. Again, Sarah and Justin, they help on our youth team. Sarah helps coordinate all the music. And they have organized so many events. And literally, we could not do this without all five of these incredible people. There's so many other people I could thank, and I got a little caught up on trying to figure out who to thank publicly here. And, you know, there's so many people we could thank, but I really do want to thank Jordan and Abby for their help with music and sound on practice. Pastor Peter for all of his support. There's so many people. I could go on and on. But just thank you to everyone who has helped support our youth over the last year. And with that, what I'm most excited for, as you all know, traditionally, our Wednesday night is our senior night, which is very bittersweet, and it is by far the hardest part of being on the youth team is when our seniors graduate and they transition out of our youth group. It always, every year, leaves a big hole and a big gap in our youth group. It amazes me how every generation of seniors kind of seems to rise up and fill the gap from the previous seniors, and then they leave, and it's so hard to watch them go. This year, we've got a big graduating class. It's very bittersweet. I'm excited to see what God's going to do in their lives, but it's definitely going to be hard not to have them at youth events and in Sunday school. So tonight, we're going to hear from a couple of our seniors. We've got a couple that aren't speaking tonight. Like I said, Roman will be preaching Sunday. We've got Maddie Solberg. She's off at Bible school already. We're proud of her. Jake, I don't know if Jake's here tonight. He's also graduating this year. So we've got a big class, and tonight we are hearing from three of our seniors. They are all incredible young people that we are so proud of. Give it up for them. It's definitely going to leave a hole. These are three people that have really risen up and become leaders in our youth group, contributing to Sunday school. And I'll just say one real quick. I could speak about all of them for a long time, but I give them all five-minute limits, and I have to follow my five-minute limit too. But all three of them, Alex is an incredible young lady. I've never known Alex to be negative. She comes to events and always makes the best of everything. She is one of the most positive, outgoing little ray of sunshine, and we are so proud of her. Excited for what God's going to do in her life. She's an incredible young lady. We are sad she's leaving the youth group. We've also got Christopher. If you know Christopher, he is wise beyond his years. I don't think I've ever heard Christopher ever complain about anything. He's awesome. Awesome young person. So wise beyond his years, and he has, I don't know how to explain this without talking for 10 minutes, the most incredible hobbies. We'll just say he's wise beyond his years. He is an incredible young man, but he's got hobbies, and if you ever have a conversation with him, you'll be blown away by how wise he is and how much he knows. Awesome young man. We're going to miss you in the youth group for sure. And Nolan, the one thing I heard after NAYC is Nolan is the most respectful young man. And you, I think, win the award for most grown and changed in the youth group. You've grown into an incredible, I'm being serious, an incredible young man. Nolan has helped teach in Sunday school as well and does an amazing job and truly is one of the most respectful young gentlemen I've ever met. And we will miss all of you so much. I'm excited, like I said, to see what God's going to do in your lives, but very sad for our youth group and for us. I know we'll still see you around here on Sundays, but you will be missed. Just know that. I'm so proud of all of you. And with that, I'm going to hand this off to Alex. She's going to start us off tonight.
First off, I want to thank three certain people first. These three people, especially the last few years, have been pretty important to me. I want to give a thanks to Clayton, Roman, and Ryan. They're like my best friends. As much as they annoy me, I don't know where I would be without them. I want to give a thanks to my parents. They're over there, but they're just there for me. And then my siblings. Sometimes I forget how many I have. I have too many, but I love them all. And then I want to thank our pastor. He's such a great person. And then my youth leaders, Alicia and Kyle. I will miss you guys. Basically, as much as I want to talk about my testimony, it's kind of a long thing, so I'm just going to talk about this year, kind of. As I was finishing up high school, I was so certain that I was going to be an entrepreneur like my dad, which I still want to be. But then I realized, because I started helping with the two-year-olds in the Sunday school, and then I really realized on how much little kids enjoy me. So then I was like, somebody brought to my attention, why don't you just be a daycare teacher? And I was like, maybe. So then I had a job at the beginning of the year. I did something you probably shouldn't do, and I quit before I had a job. Let's just say my dad was not very happy at my decision. But then I figured out I need a job, so then I started looking around, obviously nothing. And then there was this one job, it's like, I want to say like 15-minute walk and like a not even a five-minute drive from our house at a daycare. So I got the interview, I got the job, so I'm currently on week two. I don't know. I guess I've always loved kids, but I never seen myself working with them. But now that I'm working with them, it's fun. It's exhausting. It may be a part-time job, but I do see myself working there. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I've just been, no, I'm not going to college, but I will be taking a bunch of like courses that I have to take, but are like 40-hour different courses. So that's interesting, and I'm planning to still probably help with the two-year-olds. I don't know, there's not much, I guess that's all I have to say, so Christopher.
Good evening. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'm going to try and go as quick as I can, but if you have your Bibles, could you turn to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15? And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. And if you could turn to Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 15. And he, being Jesus, said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and they shall drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If I were to give this a title, it would be Situation Normal. We are surrounded. At the time of 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, the king of Syria raised an army and attacked the nation of Israel. And at that time, Elisha and his servant were in the city of Dothan. And the king of Syria sent an army of horses and chariots to surround the city to prevent Elisha, the prophet, from helping the king of Israel anymore. All the servant of Elisha saw was that they were surrounded by the enemy. Our pastor shared a dream about our enemy, the protector of Madison. And if I remember correctly, he made himself look like a giant mountain, and then he shrunk down. And he wants us to think he is an unstoppable enemy. But the God we serve is the same God that was in Elisha's day. There is more for us than against us. Don't worry, we are surrounded, not by the enemy, but by God and his Spirit. We are filled with his Spirit and his angels. In Isaiah, the 54th chapter, it says, No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I wish I had more time, I have more verses, but but as Bishop would say, if God is for us, who can be against us? Or no, if God is for us, everyone else might as well be, if I remember correctly. So. Maybe I'm just speaking to myself tonight. Maybe I'm just talking to myself, but I feel like sometimes we just get into a routine of coming to church on Wednesday and Sunday, we get stirred at times, but we don't change. We just go home, back to our lives, and act as everything is normal when God wants us to do more. He gave us the promises that nothing... He gave us the promises in Mark's account of the Great Commission that in Jesus' name we will cast out devils, and in Jesus' name people will speak in new tongues and with the Holy Ghost, and we will be protected from accidental harm, and when you lay hands on the sick, they shall be healed. The people in Madison are hungry for what we have. They don't know it, but they want what we have. They want the Holy Ghost in their souls. So, just be a light for God. Let every action, every thought, every thing you say give glory and honor to God. They will see it, and eventually they will come to you asking for prayer. I want to encourage you, don't just say, I'll be praying for you, but pray with them on the spot. Act in faith. Show them that you love God and that you serve Him. They will see it, and they will come to God eventually in time. So, let every action give glory to God. Have courage, for we are surrounded by God. So, I went really quick. So, again, let your life be a living testimony and witness of what God has done for you. It may not, in your current season of life, you may not know what good things God has done for you. He died on a cross for us. He shed His blood so that we can live with Him forever. He filled us with His Spirit. So, in closing, I guess, as Paul wrote, take up the armor of God. Equip yourself with a shield of faith and grab the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. For we fight not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities. And our God is a good Father. He won't leave us with a disadvantage. He has equipped us to take what is His. So. I'm excited to hear what Nolan has to say.
Praise the Lord, church. So I didn't know if we were supposed to like preach or what. They kind of just asked us to give a testimony. And obviously we all have a different testimony, but they're all similar. One thing is, if you're here right now, that's a testimony. It's a privilege. So, and obviously I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm baptized in the name of Jesus. That's my testimony. But I've been on an interesting journey over the last few years. So when I was, well, as Sister Alicia said, I've changed a lot over the years. James and Rachel Novak, I don't know if they're here, but... Yeah, thank you guys. They were my youth leaders when I first got into the youth group in 2017, and they did have to put up with a lot, I'll tell you that. But yeah, they went through tremendous effort for us, and then Kyle and Alicia, they took over, I don't even remember when, a few years in, but they've done a lot for us, and they've given a lot of effort, a lot of love and care, so I'm really appreciative for that. And Justin and Sarah, you guys. And then Jamin and Hannah, they just came in, but I got to hang out with them on NAYC, and they were really cool. So I'm thankful for all of them. But anyway, when I was 13 years old, I remember being at a winter youth convention, and they were talking about Move the Mission. They used to call it Sheaves for Christ. And I felt really moved to give, and I just remember like praying about it, and I just decided like it was an amount of money that would have hurt really bad because it was pretty much the amount of money that I had in my savings account at that time, my life savings. But I just decided I'm just going to do this and I'll see what happens. And I wanted to buy a hunting bow that year. And so I knew the amount of money that I was going to give was pretty much the amount that I would pay for a bow. And I was willing to give up that bow to give And long story short, well, actually, I wanted to work for my dad that summer, but I remember him telling me he wants me to go get a job working for somebody else just to kind of learn some other things. And so I remember praying. I asked God, I said, Lord, please give me a job. Like, I need something. And it was, I think it was the next day in church that Brad Topp came up and asked me if I wanted to work for him. And I was like, yeah, sure. So that happened. And then I worked through the summer, I gave, and I hit my goal. And then my dad ended up buying me a bow. So but yeah, and then a couple years later, same thing. I felt called to give an amount of money, and it seemed like a lot, but I prayed about it, and God helped me get another job. I worked, I gave it, and he's continued to bless me. And the year after that, I was called to give an even greater amount, and it seemed impossible, but I remember asking God, like, I'll do this, but I need something else, something better. So I went and applied at Walmart, and I made a whole bunch more money there. Now, that's kind of a quick version of it all, but the reason I'm talking about that is because it's for everybody here, but especially the young people. I want you guys to explore giving because it's a biblical principle, and if you live by the principles of the Bible, like, they apply to you no matter what. Whether you're a Christian or not, good or bad person, they're going to apply to you. It's just like gravity. So try it. And then one other thing I wanted to talk about, and again, this is for everybody here, but especially focused on the young people. They've really stressed this year, like at NAYC and camp, and then several preaching messages, they've talked about prayer and how it's really impactful and it's important. And it doesn't always seem that way, but believe me, it is an important thing because you can do everything for God. You can give, you can read your Bible, you can tell people about the gospel, but if you don't have a relationship with God, that's the whole purpose of why we're even here. And that'll help you get through your young years because those, I would say, are probably your toughest years. I don't know. I'm not 40, so I don't know. Maybe there's a harder time in your life, but pray, guys. Have a relationship with God because that'll get you through it. And, yeah, I'd encourage you to kind of explore giving, even if it means giving up something else. To sacrificially give because it'll change your life. But work hard too. And that's all I've got.
Thanks, man. Praise God. We're starting to wrap up here, so whoever's going to play the piano can start coming up here. Didn't these three do an amazing job? That's right. There's a wise man who's incredibly popular on YouTube named Jordan Peterson, and he wrote a book, and one of his lessons is that you should compare yourself not against the people around you, but against the person you were yesterday. And so, young people, what you did tonight was difficult. I've been there. Sometimes, you know, you watch Pastor Roy get up here every Sunday, you're like, boy, that's easy. But then the first couple of times, it's difficult. But the growth that you see is what we should be proud of. We're proud of progress, not perfection, right? And so thank you for sharing what was on your heart. Thank you for doing something very courageous and bold. This is a big thing. And all you young people that were singing and kind of stretching outside of your comfort zone, you know what else you don't know? Kato did a great job with the announcements. She helped fill in at the last minute. You'd think she would have prepared for that all day. She helped fill in at the last minute. And so that's what I want to say tonight. As we close all this up, I always think of the story of Naaman the leper. What does that have to do with Youth Week? Naaman the leper, who's this all-powerful commander of the armies of Aram, the king's best friend and right-hand man. And he gets stricken with leprosy and doesn't know what to do about it. But there's a girl that's a servant girl, a girl that's captive in a land that isn't her land. that's surrounded by all the enemies. It might be easy just to go back to your servant's hut at the end of the night. It might be easy to say, I'm not going to work hard. It doesn't matter. It might be easy to give up because all around you is the enemy. But in her moment, she shared her testimony. She didn't wait for the enemy to leave. Think about that. So often, and now listen, this is young people and adults. So often, we're waiting for something. We're waiting for our burning bush. We're waiting for this all-powerful moment. Well, you know, when I'm a millionaire, then I'll give this bow up. Right? Oh, when this big thing happens in my life, and some of us wait for years and years, and yes, we get past 40. That's old. Yeah, I'm 42. We get past 40, and you know what? We're still waiting. And so I really appreciate what you guys said. And what I want to say to the youth and every single person in this building that hears online, let's stop waiting. Let's stop waiting for that perfect moment or that voice in the bush or this chariot from on high. God has asked us to step out in faith. He says, give, and it will be given back to you. Pastor Jerry talked about helping people the other day. God could show us the finances, help people. Well, I don't know how to teach Bibles. Find somebody to teach a Bible study to and just start teaching. We need to step out and stop waiting. Let's all stand tonight. If you feel like you've been waiting on something, if you feel like, well, maybe if this next thing happens, if you feel like you're kind of stuck, and maybe you don't think I'm waiting, but you feel kind of stuck, the challenge God has for us tonight is to take a step. God's word is full of things to do. Love, give, serve, help, pray, fast, read the Bible, teach a Bible study. It doesn't say that in the Bible, but you get the idea. And so the question I have for you as you come down to pray tonight is, what step are you going to take? What are you going to quit waiting for? This is your burning bush. This is your opportunity. Because when God saw the people of the Israelites, go read through Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers. He never said, I'll go there and then you come follow me. He almost always said, go, I'll be with you. Go, I'll be with you. Look at this. Look, I'm going to be with you. Just go, I'll be with you. And that's what God's calling us tonight. What are you waiting for? Let's pray.
Every nation, all creation. other name that's higher. No other name that's stronger. No other name. Forever I will praise the name. No other name can heal us. No other name can free us. No other name so precious. No other name
that's stronger, no other name. Forever I will praise a name, no other name can heal us, no other name can free us, no other name so precious. Let's praise a name, no other name that's higher, there's no other name that's stronger, no other name. Forever I will praise a name, no other name can heal us, no other name can free us, no other name so precious. Let's praise a name, no other name that's higher, no other name that is stronger, no other name. Forever I will praise a name, no other name can heal us, and no other name can free us, and no other name so precious. Let's praise a name.
Praise God. Do you feel something different tonight? That's liberty. Thank you, Sister Olivia. That's liberty. It's also finishing earlier. Maybe we gotta, you know what I learned tonight? I think that having the youth teach and sing, there's something there. Also ending early, there's something there. But what you see is, I sit over here and I'm watching, people are just happy. They're happy to be worshiping. I don't know what your day was like. It was probably horrible. But there's something awesome about being in God's presence. And just like, I'm going to rest here. I'm going to abide here. I'm going to plant here. This feels good. It doesn't stop here. You can take this home. It doesn't stop here. You can take this home. Youth, thank you so much for pouring out your heart. Thank you. In singing, in worship. The anointing of God is not limited to an age group. Okay? The anointing of God is not limited to an age group. You guys hear that? Okay? This is awesome. I'm excited for the rest of Youth Week. I'm excited for Sunday to hear Brother Roman speak. You gotta go longer than 5 minutes, Roman. Okay? It's just you. It's just you. You gotta go longer than 5 minutes. Excited. He's good. He's got it. He's got the note. So for the rest of Youth Week, have fun. Be blessed. Parents, please beat the kids, okay, in volleyball. Okay? Not going to happen. And last thing, just one quick announcement. Remember, for those of you that weren't here at the beginning of the announcement, Brother Ben Smith's funeral service is September 7th at 6 p.m. And Brother Hawk's funeral service is Saturday, September 2nd. At 10:30 a.m. with the visitation at 10 a.m. And there's going to be food to follow both of those. So God bless. See you Sunday.